A plan by two First Nations to build a road to Ontario's Ring of Fire has been approved by the provincial government, but another First Nations community affected by the project is not on board. Last year, Webiki First Nation and Martin Falls First Nation published a 253-page document outlining the terms of reference for an assessment of Ontario's proposed road to the Ring of Fire. On Monday, Ontario approved the terms at the Massive Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, PDAC, mining conference in downtown Toronto. Monday's announcement doesn't mean the environmental assessment will now start, but is a step toward that happening. Webiki Chief Cornelius Wabass and Martin Falls Chief Bruce Aknepineskum welcomed Monday's announcement. I look forward to good relationships, and I'm happy that each of our communities will prosper from future development in the Ring of Fire area, Wallace said during the press conference. Another First Nations leader whose community and traditional territory are affected by the project wasn't invited to the announcement, but was at the PDAC conference, made his concerns known. We just heard about the announcement that was made regarding the proposed road that's going into our area, said Neskantaga Chief Wayne Muniz in a YouTube video filmed at the conference, and uploaded shortly after the government's announcement wrapped up. First of all, we have not provided our free, prior, and informed consent. He called out the Ontario government and the Ring of Fire Metals Company, which has a mine in the region, for not consulting with the First Nation and forging ahead with existing plans. This is unacceptable. This is something that's very concerning for us, and it's something that the CEO and Ring of Fire Metals needs to know. You're not going across our river system without our free prior informed consent. You're going to have to kill us. You're going to have to do more than just get access from the province of Ontario. Ring of Fire Metals announced a new senior leadership team a few days ago, with Kristen Straub taking over as CEO. Both the company and Peary's office responded to the video in separate comments to the Trillium. Neskantaga First Nation is an important community to us, and we continue to extend an invitation to Chief Muniz to discuss the views of his community with us. We are committed to listening to the views and aspirations of all communities and to making balanced decisions about future development in the Ring of Fire, said Straub in an emailed statement. The announcement today is about celebrating the achievements of Webiki First Nation and Martin Falls First Nation as they received approval for the terms of reference for the Northern Road Link environmental assessment, said Dylan Moore, Peary's Director of Communications. This road would connect their communities to the highway network and the critical minerals in the Ring of Fire. The duty to consult will be carried out on all proposed projects in the Ring of Fire and will be subject to Ontario's world-class environmental standards. Dana Nadine Scott, a York University lawyer serving as an advisor to the Neskantaga Nation, said the Neskantaga Nation has been left out for most of the process. There have been attempts by the consultants for the projects to consult or engage with the Neskantaga First Nation, but there have been no meaningful attempts to actually adopt the consultation protocols that Neskantaga requires, she said in an interview with the Trillium. Neskantaga has outlined on numerous occasions the way it wishes to be consulted on the road projects, and particularly by Ontario, who is the one that holds a constitutional duty to consult with them, she said. Instead of meaningfully engaging with Neskantaga on their terms, as Neskantaga's own laws require, the proponents' consultants continue to just send email updates and invite them to webinars. Ontario believes that it can delegate what it calls the procedural aspects of consultation to the proponents, she added. Ontario refuses to come to the table and try to speak to Neskantaga about their concerns. The Ring of Fire is a mineral-rich area in northern Ontario key to the provincial and federal government's economic development policies. It contains several deposits of minerals like cobalt and lithium which underpin modern manufacturing of things like electric vehicles and cell phones. The Ontario government has already earmarked nearly $1 billion for developing the road to the remote area. The project is currently under several different assessments by different levels of government. Ottawa's regional assessment, RAW, review was last updated in April 2022. And Environment Minister Stephen Gilbolt is considering the feedback received throughout the planning phase of the RAW before taking next steps in the process, according to a government website on the topic. ROS allow the Government of Canada to go beyond impact assessments focused on specific projects to understand the regional context and provide more comprehensive analyses to help inform future impact assessment decisions of these projects, said Caitlin Power, Gilbolt's press secretary, in a statement to the Trillium on Monday. One would be conducted in the area centered on the Ring of Fire mineral deposits in northern Ontario, approximately 540 kilometers northeast of Thunder Bay and 1,000 kilometers north of Toronto. The RAW is still in the planning stage. The activities, outcomes and spatial and temporal boundaries of the RAW are yet to be determined, she added. Ontario Mining Minister George Peary dismissed questions on timelines as hypothetical at Monday's announcement. It's another hypothetical question. There's lots of steps that have to be finished prior to a mining operation being built, Peary said. Last week, Federal Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson said the various approval processes could be sped up, but not at the expense of environmental safeguards and Indigenous consultation. He also said Ottawa won't pony up any money until the actual environmental assessments are done. The road to the Ring of Fire is several different projects commonly lumped together. There's one road, dubbed the Martin Falls Community Access Road, that would connect the Martin Falls Nation to the existing provincial highway network near Arrowland First Nation. The second portion, referred to as the Northern Road Link, would connect the Martin Falls Road to the Ring of Fire region, which is just east of the Webbekies' traditional territory. Then, there's another road, the Webbekie Supply Road, that would connect the Ring of Fire region to the Webbekies' territory. Monday's announcement deals with the environmental assessment for the Northern Road Link, not the other two. The Northern Road Link crosses the Attawapiskat River, in Neskantaga's territory, hence Chief Munis's involvement. Last week, Peary introduced a bill intended to speed up various mining approval processes. MPPs have a lot of time earmarked to debate it this week.